Morning, year 11. This is the very last podcast, which I'm sure you're all delighted about. I hope it's been useful for you, those of you that have dipped into these. But well done, you're almost on your very, very last assessment. So I'll crack on. So obviously, due days and practices. So whilst not necessarily any more difficult, I would say, than beliefs, there is more content, 14 elements, as opposed to year 10, which just means there's that little bit more to learn and know. Right, so let's kick off with 10.1, the importance of the synagogue. So just be thinking in your head now, what are the four main purposes of the synagogue? Okay, so I've taught my classes WESC, WESC, W for worship and prayer, E for education, S for social activities, and C for charitable events. So the interior features of a synagogue, another little mnemonic, BAM, so B for Bema, A for the Ark or Aaron HaKodesh, and N for the Ner Tamid, which is the ever-burning light, okay? So they're your key three features, okay? So don't forget, obviously, with these features that you've got your prayer hall. The prayer hall is the room in the synagogue where Jews come together for communal worship and prayer, okay? Rectangular in shape, with seats on three sides of the hall, facing inwards towards the bema, okay? It might be decorated with patterns, Jewish symbols, or extracts, but remember that prophets or other religious figures are not allowed as it goes against the second commandment, okay? So, 10.3, worshipping Orthodox and Reform. Be thinking already, what are the differences between both of these denomination, Jewish denominations? Orthodox, if you remember, is a traditional branch of Judaism as opposed to Reform, which is progressive. Orthodox emphasise the importance of strictly following the laws in the Torah, whilst Reform emphasise the importance of individual choice in deciding how to worship and practice the faith. Okay, Orthodox Jews believe men and women should have different roles, whereas Reform believe they should be able to undertake the same role. So that could well be, you know, a two-marker, four-marker, etc. So public worship, obviously you know that a rabbi is a Jewish religious leader and teacher. The cantor is a person who leads or chants prayers in synagogue. Okay, so they do differ, the services. So an Orthodox is held daily, as opposed to Reform, which isn't. Orthodox in Hebrew, Reform in the country's own language, so for example, English. Orthodox person leading the service has his back to the congregation, so he's facing the ark, whereas Reform person leading the service faces the congregation most of the time. Orthodox men and women sit separately, and Reform they sit together. Okay, at 10.4, daily services and prayer. So be thinking in your head now, if you were asked a question about aid to prayer, what could you give for that? Think about two key aids to prayer, so things that support prayer. So think about the T's, T for Talit, T for Tefillin. Talit, if you remember, is the prayer shawl, and this shawl reminds Jews they're obeying God's word whenever they wear it. The tassels, remember, represent the mitzvah which they will hold, and such as they are in the middle of prayer to help them connect. Tefillin, a pair of small leather boxes containing extracts from the Torah. This is reminding Jews that their mind should be fully focused on God when they pray. The format of Jewish services. Okay, so on weekdays, prayer services are held in Orthodox synagogues in the morning, afternoon and evening. So you've got opening prayers. The Shema is recited. You've got the Amidah, standing prayer. And think about in your head, why is prayer important to Jews? Now, very similar to why is prayer important to us as Catholic Christians. Well, it brings us closer to God. It brings Jews closer to God. It is a way for us to communicate with God. And indeed, it is a way for Jewish believers to communicate with God. Communal prayer strengthens the Jewish community. You could say the same for Catholic Christianity. And it helps Jews to remember what their faith is all about. Equally, you could say that for us as Catholic Christians. 10.5, Shabbat in the synagogue. Remember that Shabbat is the Jewish holy day of the year. And Shabbat is a gift from God. It's a day of rest of renewal, a day to relax, rest, worship God, enjoy family life. It's a time to celebrate God's creation. Shabbat recalls the Genesis creation story in which God created everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. And it's a day that God has commanded Jews to celebrate the fourth commandment. Remember to keep the Sabbath day holy. Okay, so obviously Shabbat begins with a service on Friday evening with a brief service in the synagogue, during which Shabbat is welcomed like a bride coming to meet her husband, the Jewish people. Okay, so obviously as part of the Shabbat service, the congregation stands when the ark is opened to reveal the Torah scrolls. Now, why is this significant? So think about the key word significance here. Well, it's significant because it's a reminder of how the Jews stood at the bottom of Mount Sinai when Moses returned with the Ten Commandments. We'll always be thinking what the action is, but equally, why is it of significance? The Torah is taken from the ark and dressed with a cover and various ornaments, such as a crown or belt. This is significant because it's a reminder of the vestments worn by priests in early Judaism. Okay. After the reading is finished, the Torah scrolls are dressed and paraded around the synagogue before being placed back in the ark. 10.6, Shabbat in the home. So two strands to Shabbat. You're expected to identify how Jewish believers will worship in the synagogue, but then also at home. So we all know that there's a great deal of preparation that goes on before this very, very special time. Very special day. You know, lots of preparation done in the home beforehand, cleaning, preparing the food. You know, in the home, the start of Shabbat is marked by the lighting of the candles. End of Shabbat is marked through the Havdalah service. The main celebration in the home is the Friday evening meal. So lots of preparations which are done. Two candles placed on the table, two loaves of challah placed on the table, wine or grape juice. Now, the candles represent the two commandments to remember and observe Shabbat. The challah bread represents the food that God provided for the Jews on Shabbat while they were wandering in the wilderness. And drinking Shabbat wine symbolizes joy and celebration. So again, it's always thinking about what the significance is. Shabbat celebration. So Shabbat is welcomed through the lighting of the candles, and a female member of the family, usually the woman, the wife, lights the two candles shortly before sunset on Friday. After the Friday evening service in synagogue, the family shares a special meal. The head of the household will recite the Kiddush. Remember, the Kiddush is a blessing. And to begin the meal, the bread is blessed and passed around so everyone has a piece. So after the Saturday morning in the service, the family shares another special meal. And during the afternoon, parents will spend time with their children, study the Torah. And the end of Shabbat is marked by the Havdalah service. 10.7, so worship in the home, written and oral law. So Jews are expected to pray three times a day. They're also reminded of God in their home in many ways, but one of which is by having a mezuzot. The mezuzot is a small black box that contains a handwritten scroll of verses from the Torah. So, study of sacred writings. This is often a bit of a sticking point with year 11. The Tanakh. The Tanakh is the Jewish sacred scriptures. 24 books. T for Torah, first 5 books of Moses. The N in Tanakh stands for Nevim. The prophets, 8 books, continue to trace Jewish history. And Ketuvim is the writings. So a collection of poetry, stories, advice, etc. Talmud, if you remember, is the oral law. So that's the commentary by the early rabbis on the Torah. Yeah, and the Talmud is split into two main parts. You've got the Mishnah, commentary on the Torah, and you've got the Gemara. Okay. 10.8, ceremonies associated with birth. Okay, this is mainly split into three sections. 1, naming ceremony. Okay, this is important because it introduces the baby to the community and God. 2, Brit Milah. This is the circumcision, happens when a baby boy is 8 days old. And this recalls the covenant God made with Abraham and provides a lifelong reminder to male Jew that they're one of God's chosen people. Redemption of the firstborn son. Some Orthodox Jews give a small amount of money, 31 days after the birth of their firstborn son, to redeem him from temple service. And this comes from a command in Numbers 18. take as their redemption price the money equivalent of 5 shekels. 10.9. So bar and bat mitzvah. Okay, we know what this is. This is coming of age, son of the commandment, and daughter of the commandment. It's significant because it prepares young Jewish girls and boys to become close to God and the Jewish community. And it is when a Jew is expected to start strictly following Jewish laws and takes full responsibility for doing so. So celebrating, as ever, it is a celebration which involves people coming together in the synagogue for a service. The boy's father, in the case of a boy, will thank God for bringing his son to maturity. The boy will wear a talit for the first time. For a girl, very similar service, the girl will read from the Torah. Orthodox Jews, however, they may mark a girl's bar mitzvah with a family meal and small religious gifts. So it's not quite seen as important as the bar mitzvah in Orthodox. Okay, but many Jews now, Reform and other, it's seen of equal importance. Right, 10.10, marriage. So marriage is a two-step process. Yep, so you've got the period of engagement called the betrothal, typically lasts for a year, and then you've got the wedding, which divided into, you've got the betrothal, so the ceremony, the bride joins the groom under the shuppah. Then you've got the marriage contract, you've got the marriage itself, and you've got the wedding reception. Okay, so you've got those four different elements to that. Mourning for the dead. So when the death is first announced, they'll make a small tear in their clothes, which is reminiscent, reflects the example of Jacob in Genesis. And they'll also say a blessing that refers to God as the true judge. Now, the first period of mourning will involve, obviously, most Jews are buried as soon after death, usually within 24 hours, but the family will stay with the deceased until then because they believe that the soul is still there so that they can, you know, be with that person. The second period of mourning, shiva, that intense period of mourning, which lasts for 7 days. They don't work but stay at home. One of the prayers said is the Kaddish, which praises God and asks for peace. You know, mourners do not wear makeup, shave, cut their hair, etc. Third period of mourning, that lasts until 30 days after the person's death. Normal life resumes, but mourners will not listen to music, go to parties. Then the final period of mourning lasts for 11 months. Mourners still don't attend parties and they continue to say the Kaddish. Remember that Kaddish, a prayer which praises God and asks for peace. And after the first year, the mourning ends. Okay. Dietary laws. So, dietary laws originate from passages in the Torah. Some Jews think the laws were originally for hygiene or health reasons. So we know that food is categorized into two groups, kosher and non-kosher. Orthodox Jews follow the dietary laws strictly. They believe the laws have come from God to test their obedience and help develop their self-control. And many Reformed Jews think the laws are outdated in modern British society and is up to an individual whether to follow them or not. So kosher animals are killed in a certain way. And Jews must be careful to keep milk and meat separate, and they will have two separate kitchens. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah, festival that marks the start of the Jewish New Year. Many Jews believe that during Rosh Hashanah, God judges their actions. Yom Kippur, the holiest and most important day of the year, when God's judgment from Rosh Hashanah is finalized. So during that 10 days between the start of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Jews try to make up for the wrongdoings over the past year and seek forgiveness from God. Remember that Yom Kippur is known as the Day of Atonement. It's the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. Attend service in synagogues. Now, other rituals during Yom Kippur will include fasting, wearing white as a symbol of purity, bathing, wearing leather shoes, etc. Now, the other festival that you need to know is Pesach, or Passover, which is the festival that lasts for 7 or 8 days, celebrating the Jews' escape from slavery in Egypt. And one of the most important parts of the festival is the Passover Seder, which is a meal with special foods that families share on the first evening of Pesach. So important, because it does celebrate the Jews' escape from slavery in Egypt, after which they spent many years wandering the desert. And Pesach remembers the final plague that God sent to Egypt to persuade the Pharaoh to release the Jews. This killed the firstborn children of the Egyptians, but passed over the houses of the Jewish slaves. Okay. Passover Seder. So on the first evening of Pesach, families celebrate with a special meal called the Seder meal. So, you know, need to know what the significance is of a couple of the items. So one, red wine, a reminder of the lamb's blood that Jews smeared on their doorpost to save their children after the final plague. You've got bitter herbs representing the bitterness of slavery. You've got salt water representing the tears shed in slavery. Okay, right, I'll stop there. Hopefully that's been useful. Obviously now just think about which your key areas are that you need to revisit, okay, to look over. So do spend some time on that. You're almost there. It'll be so worth it. Keep going, and don't forget to contact myself or any of your teachers if you're from another class if you need any help. Okay, good luck, Year 11.